Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties in America. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most challenging environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Over the last decade, farmers have been learning how to produce winter canola in rotation with their winter wheat. And Extension Grain Market economist Dr. Kim Anderson says that not only makes economic sense, but it also makes dollars as well.
Yeah, if you look at it, canola costs about 20% more to produce than wheat. If you look at the average prices, we talked about 30, 35, 36%. On the average, canola will increase your net revenue around 45 to 65%, depending on the location in the state and the field conditions. Yes, it costs more. Yes, canola is a little more risk, but that's that risk return, you know, that economists talk about. The higher the risk, normally the higher the return. So you may have a little more volatility there, but over the long haul, canola is going to outperform wheat. And canola, and why it outperforms wheat, is because when you raise canola, your wheat yields increase. And like a wheat canola 50-50 rotation, you're going to get about a 15% increase in your wheat yields year in, year out. A wheat canola rotation, you're going to get about a 10% increase in wheat yields.
That, of course, is the rotational value of breaking the weed cycle on your land, breaking up the hard pan in your soil, and giving the wheat a better opportunity to produce closer to its genetic potential. Canola offers all of that, in addition to a 35% premium of price canola over wheat down through the years. According to Dr. Anderson, as he talked with producers at the Canola Conference in Enid yesterday, for a wheat producer that wants to succeed and prosper in this farming world in the days to come, adding something like canola is truly a no-brainer. It will add dollars to your bottom line. In just under 3 months, we'll be headed to Louisville for this year's National FFA Convention. The Blue and Gold Jackets will be invading Louisville, and thousands of them will be there along the Ohio River. It's always a tremendous event, and this year looks like Oklahoma will be well represented from the get-go. Stars Over America finalists have been named, two of them from Oklahoma out of the four categories. Star Farmer finalists will be Zach Weichel from Cordell FFA. He was the 2011 Oklahoma Star Farmer. He'll be competing against young people from Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. And then Star in Ag Placement is Garrett Sharp from Wacomas. He was 2012 Oklahoma Star in Ag Placement. He'll be competing against Nebraska, South Dakota, and West Virginia FFA members. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.